דמי, פרק ג' משנבוב, הנוסין לחמוסי מרסה שהוא נוסין לו, ושהוא נוטה ממנו, מבני שהיא חשודו לחלוף אסם מסקלקל. So a person's staying by his mother-in-law, so he has to take off maisus on what he gives her, and also what he takes from her, because she cares about her daughter, not to embarrass her daughter, so she's choshev to switch if his food gets ruined. Dafkis, if his food gets ruined, she's choshev to switch. Not like in the previous Mishnah, where even if his food was just cold or not as good, so there, the pundakis, we had a chshash that she would do that. But over here, it's dafka miskalkel, because the Taisi Santav explains, a guest by an inn, this is according to Rashi in Chulin, he's always soimich on the pundakis, and he's there all the time, and he's totally reliant on her, so we have a more of a chshash that she's going to switch it, even if it's just for something slightly better. But here, Dafka, the mother-in-law, it's only if his food's going to be ruined. She doesn't love her son-in-law that much that she's going to switch it, even if it's just going to be for something better. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Roitzehi b'takanas bita uvayshe mechasana. So Rabbi Yehuda says, the Yerushalmi learns that this is not a machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda is also the Tanakama. This is all Rabbi Yehuda, and he's just explaining himself. She wants everything to be good for her daughter, and she's embarrassed from her son-in-law. So that's why we are afraid she would do these things. The Mishnah ends, Moder Rabbi Yehuda benoisin lechamoisei shviyas. If he gives his mother-in-law shviyas from the Shemitah year, she'enu chashud lahachlif lahachil esbita shviyas. We don't have to be chashud that she's going to switch and feed her daughter shviyas. So why is that? That's because to Amaratzim, Shviyas is more Chomer, and they're very scared of Shemitah and Shviyas. So therefore, we don't have to worry that they're going to give you something to eat, not B'Kedushas Shviyas. Now the Mishnah is trying to ask, if she's not Choshed on Shviyas, why are we saying that she's not Choshed to be Machlif? It sounds like she's not Choshed on Shviyas to give to you, but she has something herself, right? So if she's not Choshed on Shviyas, what do you mean she's not Choshed to switch and give her daughter Shviyas? I thought we said she's not Choshed on Shviyas. She shouldn't have Shviyas in her house to begin with. So the Mishnah Shona actually explains that the case here in the Mishnah, the Rambam goes out of his way to explain what the case is. And the case here is where not that you just gave her from food, like for example, like the Tiferes Yisrael explains that you gave her from Sviche Shviyas that came from Hefker and this Mutter. And now we're afraid that she's going to give you from real Shviyas. That's not Mutter. Because then again, why would she herself have it if she's not Choshed? Elo, we're dealing with a case where the chaver has shviyas, has peyus b'kedushas shviyas, and he gives it to his mother-in-law to watch. There we don't say that she then takes that and gives it to him and the rest of her house as well. It's not just dafka to him. It's that she won't eat it either because she's not choshed on shviyas. And therefore, when it says lahachil is bita shviyas, you have to use, it's really besa shviyas with a yud. That's what the Mishnah Shana learns. So you have to say is that what it means is that even if the food that she's making for him, any food, if there's other food also that he's giving her, if that food becomes ruined, we're not choshish that she's then going to take the shviyas food and substitute and give it to him, because there, we're not afraid she's going to do that, because they're machmer on that.